Hey everybody, this is part two of This Is a Game Show, recorded live at the Artisphere on Saturday, July 12, 2012. The Artisphere is a wonderful venue. Go to there. They are in Arlington, Virginia. The panelists for this game include Bryce Youngthing, Andrew Bucket, comedian Adam Friedland, radio personality Senna Miner, and stand-up Jen Tisdale. It's a very fun show. I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors. They gave awesome prizes. I want to thank Blind Dog Cafe, DC Improv, Folger Brothers, Itty Bitty Press, Looking Glass Lounge, Story League, Sushi by Koss, Urban Style Lab, Wonderland Ballroom, Warren Magazine, and the Washington Area Bicycle Association. Ian Graham, I want to thank him. He's the house band in this episode. And I want to thank Lisa Markison for producing the show. Once again, thank you for downloading it. And without further ado, here's part two of This Is a Game Show. Ian Graham, everybody. Yeah, we're doing a game show. Who in this room actually watches things like Price is Right and Wheel? Really? Why? Okay. I'm not like trying to be mean. Like, I don't get it. I get Jeopardy. Like, I feel dumb now. I'm with you. But the wheel? It is a not. That is true. I've never thought about the actual construction of the wheel. Do they change that often, or is it just like the purest of? Wow. All right, I guess we watch Wheel of the Fortune. Wheel of Fortune, just for the, like, the great architecture involved with the wheel. Okay, so you've been on Wheel of Fortune. Then stop giving me notes. Give me notes via Twitter. We've gone over this, ma'am. @YMTE. Let's just bring the panel on. That's what you're here to see. Ladies and gentlemen, we play Monian. Yep. Come to the stage. Put your hands together for Bryce Youngthing, Andrew Bucket, radio personality Senna Miner, stand-up Jen Tisdale, and art critic Helmut. I like that I didn't tell our contestants how to sit, and they sat boy, girl, and I like that a lot. I'll start with closest to me. Who are we talking to?
Yes, my name is Helmut Funf.
Helmut.
I'm a critic, an art critic, for the New York Times of Arlington.
Okay.
I must say I'm very flattered to be included today on this panel. I think that your show is the highest form of art.
Thank you.
It is as if, you know, the old artistic musing, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear the sound, it is like your podcast, a man transmitting his thoughts and his feelings to the world, but no one is listening. No one is there on the other side. And this is art. So thank you.
Thank you for being here, Helmut.
Yes.
Moving on. Who are we speaking with?
Is this what we're doing, really?
This is what we're doing right now.
Can I be me?
Yeah, you're you. I brought you up as you.
Thank you. Don't
say Helmut isn't real. He's real. Who am I talking to?
Who is real and who is not real?
Let's get through the intros at least, okay?
Okay.
He's pretty real.
Audio, come on.
I'm Jen Tisdale.
Jen Tisdale, you're my co-host.
Woo! I am, I'm your co-host.
Thanks for doing this.
Not tonight, another night. Let's not confuse the folks. I'm not your co-host.
We have
right
a talk
now.
Show. It's called You, Me, Them, Everybody, and Jen is the co-host, and she's awesome.
Thank you. That's why
she's here.
Thank you.
She's funny. That's it. So, moving on, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Andrew Bucket.
Yeah, you are. How you doing, Bucket?
I'm feeling good.
I know you are.
Eh?
Andrew, when so many people I know, what does Bucket do? I say everything. Is that fair?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. What is one thing that you do, Andrew?
Lately, I've been getting on stage telling stories.
You're good at it, too.
Thank you.
You won when I was a judge.
I did.
Guess who rigged that one?
I'm going to be competing against the very much hotter than me, Jen Tress, who was on stage earlier.
Yep.
And we're being friendly about it.
On each other.
Probably
all right, we get it. Okay, moving on. The person I don't know, thanks for doing this. Your name is?
Last but not least, I'm Sin City. Hi, guys.
How are you, Senna?
I'm good. I host a radio talk show in Washington, D.C. At Listen Vision Studios, if you're familiar. And it comes on once a week, Thursday, 6 to 7. It's hip-hop. Don't stereotype, I'm black. Yeah, it's all good. But
I'm glad that you saw the first racial thing of the evening tonight. Thanks for doing this. Hopefully, we'll have fun.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. I screwed up the first game. They're all going to play for someone in the crowd. So I need each of you to either tell me who you're playing for, or once you win your prize, you can walk the prize to the person. However you want to do this. So do you
wait,
wanna...
we don't get to keep our prize.
You get to keep a prize, and you're going to give away a prize to someone in the audience.
So, I'm an only child.
So you'll be rooting sure. for people.
Okay.
Do you want to walk the crowd and pick your people now?
Yes, I would like. So.
Okay, go do that. Everybody go do that. Go walk the crowd.
It can't be someone we know. It has to be.
It could be someone you know. You could rig this thing. I don't care. Oh, bring out candy, too. The lovely Kelsey, who's prettier than everyone ever, I'm marrying her, is going to give candy away, too. Ian and I are just going to talk gossip. How you doing? Go ahead. Talk.
Can everyone else hear me? I can't hear.
We on, buddy?
Okay.
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, just chilling, hanging out. There's a game show going on.
It's a game show going on.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable wearing that tie with that shirt and those pants?
Yes.
Really?
Completely.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
You don't need the tie.
I like the tie.
Are you, like, hiding something?
No.
Oh.
I don't have anything to hide.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no problem.
What kind of guitar are you playing?
I'm playing a custom weirdo.
You're playing a jazz master.
Together jazz master,
yeah. Are you doing that because Kurt Cobain played a jazz master?
Kurt Cobain played a Jaguar.
He played a Mustang, didn't he?
And a Mustang.
He's
a Mustang.
Dead.
Yeah, he is dead. Well, that was our first trivia question. Is Kurt Cobain alive?
Plus one.
Wait, Ian.
Point. Jen gets a point.
I loved your guitar tone when I was coming out. I was, do you know any? How many Incubus songs do you know?
All of them, and none of them all at once.
All right. Well, Bucket wins for that one. Our first game for this panel is Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Trivia. Ian, play the theme. Whoa, you fucked that theme up so bad. Oh, man. You got worse. You could stop. Oh, please stop. What? What is that, an Incubus song?
This was a Bloodhound Gang.
Oh, shit.
Don't clap for him,
The Discovery Channel Bloodhound Gang.
Really, the Bloodhound Gang?
This is the song he was playing.
All right, Helmut, you get the first question. Sex.
Oh, okay.
Lucky you.
Famed actor and improviser Fred Willard was arrested on Thursday in Hollywood for what?
Fred Willard from the film The Spinal Tap, The Best in the Show, lots of the Christopher Guest films. He was in a movie theater. He was in an erotic movie theater, and he was playing with his Schwanzstucker in front.
He was getting Best in Show.
He played with his Schwanzstucker, which is a generational thing because clearly he didn't know how to operate the computer.
That's correct.
So he had to go.
That's it. Yeah, you got it. Moving on, you got a point. You said all the funny things to say about that, too. Thank you. Jen, here we go. Sex. When Dan Cathy, Chick-fil-A president, was asked about his anti-gay stance, what exactly did he say?
I'm a gay.
No. Oh. That'd be great.
He's renaming it to Chick-fil-Gay. Am I close?
Nope. Guilty as charged.
LOL.
Z. All right, no, really, one more time.
Guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged?
That's what he said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
I charged him as a gay.
Why do I have so much?
Chick-fil-Gay,
yeah. Andrew.
That's copyrighted right
now. Sales of what hardware item have skyrocketed since the massive success of erotic novel 50 Shades of Grey?
Your penis.
Not the rabbit.
Hardware?
The rabbit, by the way, is the most highest selling dildo on the market.
Hardware?
You'd buy it in a hardware store.
The Makita cordless drill?
What if it was a... Okay, no, it's rope, but... If it was a different wireless drill, I would have not given you the points for that because you were so specific. Like, you were so positive. It's rope.
It's rope.
People are using rope now.
Yes. Where does it start? Where does it end? No one knows.
Hey, that made no sense. Why are you laughing? That made no sense.
Yes.
This is the best. He's the best. He's the best. God damn it. You're so much funnier than me. I hate you. All right.
What is funny?
I know. Senna, this is for you.
Okay.
is both rock and roll and sex. Office Depot has teamed up with Lady Gaga's Born This Way Foundation and pledged $1 million to it. Why is the Florida Family Association upset with this?
Oh, dear. I guess because Lady Gaga wants everyone to understand that they're born a certain way, but the easy button kind of already makes it that way.
That is true. But no, that's not the answer. I just like that you said easy button and tied it in. No, their exact words is it will make kids gay. So that's that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cool. So Helmut is winning thus far. Helmut, here's a drug question. This drug is the same chemical in your brain that produces dreams.
Yeah, yes, the answer is dimethyltryptamine.
Wow, yeah, it's DMT. Jesus.
Are you
Christ.
Kidding me with this shit? Jesus.
Like, he's that wasn't a plan.
Is it because he's like a war criminal hiding out yeah. here? And... God damn it.
Yeah. That was
Give
really...
me one of a drug that I've used.
Okay, here we go. Steve Jobs considered doing this drug to be one of the formative experiences of his life.
Is it LSD?
It is LSD. There we go.
Still in second.
Bucket, this is for you.
Oh,
drugs
God.
And rock and roll. Nice. Pete Doherty, Libertine, etc., was recently kicked out of rehab for doing what?
And kicked out of rehab.
Kicked out of rehab. Do you know who Pete Doherty is?
Yeah.
Be specific, by the way. This is
kicked out of rehab
for doing what? If you don't know, you'll. If you don't know this and you guess it, I will be worried about you.
When you say doing what, do you mean committing an act or
doing
a thing?
Both.
I mean, like doing a drug. Okay, got it. For doing what? Why would you get kicked out of rehab for? Well, he's really attractive. Was he sleeping with the staff?
No. He's no longer attractive. Have you seen him recently?
No.
No. Things, they're not going well.
Yeah.
He got caught smoking his own blood. Wait. Wait, that's not the best part.
How is that not the best part?
Because he was smoking it out of a bowl he made from mouse bones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't think he's an addict.
He's primitive.
That's amazing logic, though. He's like, there's got to be some drugs left in my blood, at least.
What step is that?
Helmut, quick question, quick aside. Is that art?
This is primitive, this is sexual, and this is controversial, but this is not art.
Interesting. So. All right.
Thank mouse you. Bones.
And if there's one thing the Germans know.
Bowls made out of mouse bones are on Etsy, by the way.
That's good.
I got one right here. Good. Hold on.
Senna, this is for you. This is Sax. How many condoms were provided for the 2008 Olympic Village?
None.
No, opposite. 90,000.
Wow.
Oh.
Wait, here's the best part. They originally provided 70,000 with the words faster, higher, stronger printed on them. But they ran out and needed 20,000 more.
Wow.
Nice.
So, Helmut won that game.
Thank you. No applause necessary.
Helmut, you just won two tickets to see Cal Kinane at the DC Improv.
Aww.
Okay.
Who are you playing for? Who the person that you're
Is a gentleman over there. I forgot your name. You told me first and last, but
Duncan won tickets. You also won. Is that cool with you? Do you have
Duncan
any desire
McKinnon
to... Hold on, stop,
and
Duncan.
I are going to see Cal Kinane together.
Duncan, will
there
you?
There can only be one Highlander.
Duncan.
Oh, that was McLeod.
Stop.
Sorry.
Stop. Don't break. Duncan, will you actually go to this? Because if not, I'll give you something else. All right, cool. Fucking A, man. Duncan's going to the DC Improv. Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, but here, Helmut, will you do me another favor and walk the crowd? Give this cookie to whoever you think deserves it. Hurry up, please. This is an audio podcast. Really? Thank you.
No. Oh,
that's nice.
He's got a crush.
He does have a crush.
It's his sister.
A lot of Germans have Asian sisters. That's right. All right, this is a game that involves everyone in the room. We're going to play No, I've Never, the hipster edition. Play the theme song. All right. Does anyone? Okay, I'll explain the rules. For No, I've Never, we're all going to raise our hands. Once I say the thing, and if it applies to you, you put your hand down. Whoever has their hand up last wins. Get it? We're going to figure out in this room who is the least hipster possible.
Don't even play.
Everyone on the panel.
Don't even play.
No. He'll probably.
Andrew Bucket just doesn't play this game. We have five people up here, and the fifth one's Andrew's jacket.
This jacket, it reminds me of in the fourth season of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where he goes...
when they turn it inside out.
He goes to the private school and he turns his jacket inside out.
Yeah.
Carlton with his jacket the right way. He is short, he is pathetic, no one loves him. But Will, he has so much pizzazz, so much...
Potential.
So much charisma.
Swear.
So much money left
over. Can we
over
do the game? Can we do
spoon?
The game? I want to give away a prize. Everybody put your hand up if you want to win. Put your hand... Panelists, too. All right.
Bucket.
So if I said it, you put your hand down. No, I've never made a zine. All right, so my hand goes down. Wait, do you know what a zine is? If you don't know what a zine is, keep your hand up. Trust me, you haven't made one. You've made a zine, Bucket?
Yeah.
Fucking first round.
He's
okay.
Made a scene.
Okay.
No, he's made a scene.
No, I've never played a basement show. A basement show, a church show, something in a house like Subterranean A. Put your hand down. All right, fantastic.
Oh, played it? Do I count?
No.
Because I performed there.
That counts. That counts. You're done. Okay.
Oh. Rides of...
Stop. Okay, so you've won this round. Okay.
Finally. Something.
Rides a fixed gear bike. If you don't know what it is, keep your hands up. It's currently wearing a 1-inch button.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Currently has craft beer in the refrigerator.
Oh.
Donated to a Kickstarter.
The lady on the school bus. How pathetic.
That's how we're going to save the economy.
Uses Instagram. Is a fan of Anthony Bourdain. Frequents a coffee shop other than Starbucks.
Ugh, disgusting.
Uses a tape player for bands that still produce stuff on tape players.
Oh.
Pathetic.
Listens to The Moth.
Oh, what the fuck?
Has seen every episode of Arrested Development.
Oh.
Uses a Kindle.
Gross.
Oh, this is a fire.
Eaten quinoa.
That's how you say that?
No, I don't know. No, I don't. Wow, we still have a lot of hands up. All right, we'll do more of them. Has an iPhone.
That's a good one.
He's still staying.
That's why it's low on the thing. We've got to kill some hands. Uses Groupon, Living Social, and or Scout Mob.
Oh, do we have nobody now?
The sound guy doesn't win. You, sir, you just won. That is wonderful. Okay, Senna. You just won a gift certificate redeemable for 2 tickets to the WABA Bicycle Prom.
Score!
Nice.
So this makes you a bigger hipster.
Yay!
That's good.
Thanks.
And you, sir, you way up there. You just won lunch for two from Foljo Brothers. Do you know what that is? Foljol. I didn't... Now you're a hipster.
It's the racist
food truck. It's a food truck. Do you know what food trucks are?
It's a
one-stop
shop.
Now you just want some meals.
We're a winning family. Food. That's my stepdad.
Is
that really your stepdad?
Yeah.
You owe her a meal.
He doesn't get out much, right?
I don't know. Nice. Who are you playing for if you say your stepdad lie?
I am.
Oh, did you just hear what I said?
No, actually, I'm playing for my little brother up there.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's got my key.
Wonderful.
He's beautiful.
Take pictures of me.
It's the most inappropriate thought just entered my brain.
I like how you're not vain.
I use Instagram.
Go give him a cookie.
He probably sings the songs about you, right?
All right.
It's like the song.
Kraftwerk.
You just said a band's name.
They're German.
They are German. Good
callback.
That's
all I got. I'm just trying to get something positive
out of Germany.
Oh, crap.
I need to run up there. Okay, so our next game is the only game of the evening that does not require the musical talents of Ian Graham.
Oh.
That's nice. People want to hear you play guitar. That's a first.
It's true.
It is true. But I still like him. Take a picture of her. Did you not hear her? Are you wearing cologne, sir? What kind of cologne? It smells very good.
Gucci something.
Gucci. I like your cologne.
He's Mr. GQ, FYI. Oh.
Yeah, I know. Wait, really quick. Vanity glasses or real glasses? It can't be a combination.
Combination.
How did you win the hipster game, sir? You do look like... You're wearing shoes without socks, and they look good. I don't like you. You make me feel insecure about life.
O-M-G.
Is he tall? How tall is he?
Yeah, how tall are you? Fuck you, 6'2".
6'2"?
He's got an inch on me.
6'2"?
How old
is he? He's just greedy. 6 feet.
He's actually 10 years younger than my mom.
How old is he? That hell doesn't help me. Don't know how old your mom is.
These aren't good questions.
I can't say. She'll kill me after.
These are inappropriate.
Is he as attractive as you?
Can we just say that Senna's mom is doing quite well for herself?
Is he single?
And just leave it at that?
He's single?
She is so embarrassed. I'm glad she got something out of this.
Oh, I thought it was your brother.
This is the most important game of the evening, and ladies and gentlemen... you got that queued up? All right, here is our theme song. I hope that YouTube works well.
He's with the swirl, you know.
You can keep talking.
Oh, okay, likes white girls.
Yeah, he's with the swirl.
Okay.
Her brother. It's sometime in the future. The ultimate challenge. Crossfire. Crossfire. You can count the crossfire.
And the kid with the leather jacket that's like...
Toys
are cool. Not cool anymore.
Crossfire. You'll get caught up in it.
This game is called Crossfire.
You'll get caught up in the...
Crossfire.
Crossfire.
There are not enough lasers in music anymore.
Right, yeah. Wow.
Listen.
Everyone on this panel is old.
This is
you can be, Brandon, you could be Tucker Carlson, and I could be Paul Begala.
This is the only town where that will get half a chance.
Crossfire.
Crossfire.
This game...
I'm going to be the Raging Cage.
Crossfire is a game of... it's a white supremacist game. You name the white supremacists that said
down.
The following.
No, you stay. Okay. You'll know more.
Crossfire.
You get it? That's why it's called Crossfire.
I made it.
Yeah, you like that one? Yeah. Let's start with you, Helmut. Who... What white supremacist said the following quote?
Okay.
Wouldn't it be funny if that girl got raped by, like, 5 guys right now? Like, right now?
Nice.
What if a bunch of guys just raped her? What white supremacist said that?
The answer is Lana Del Rey.
It's true. No, that's Daniel Tosh.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Tosh.
Sorry.
At the Laugh Factory.
I'm from West Berlin. We don't do that. We just do bisexuality and things like that. So, we don't do racism.
This is for you. Mm. It's anyone's right to be offended at a comedy show. But it's important to comics to be able to try stuff, including trying to push limits. What white supremacist said the following? The thing I just said.
It was Adolf Hitler.
Nope. That was Jesse Thorne, NPR radio host, defending white supremacist
but
Daniel Tosh.
He was dressed as Adolf Hitler when he said that.
Andrew, this is for you.
I think I win, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Daniel Tosh had to apologize to a self-aggrandizing, idiotic blogger. Hope I never have to do that.
Again.
Read it again.
Wow, Daniel Tosh had to apologize to a self-aggrandizing idiot blogger. Hope I never have to do that again.
Was that Patton?
It was, actually. That was Patton Oswalt.
Oh,
so that nice was the one I was like, really?
You can tell by the big word.
You know, Patton Oswalt is a ratatouille.
Yes, Ratatouille said that. That's very true. Senna, this is for you. What white supremacist
ratatouille
said the following? If you ever journey through this life easily offended by other people's words, I think it's best if you just kill yourself.
Mitt Romney?
No, but that was close. It's Dane Cook. It was Dane Cook.
Ooh, he's relevant. He's relevant.
Dane Cook.
So real.
He's around.
Helmut and Sen have already won, so let's go to Jen. Jen. An offended audience member repeating a comedian's act from memory is worse than literally anything.
Do you want, I don't, but he just gave me the answer.
Fine, you don't get it. It was Anthony Jeselnik.
That's adjacent. That's Jeselnik adjacent.
All right, Bucket, here we go. I like
they
being it. What famous
this is inside baseball.
What white supremacist said the following? I like being able to fire people who provide services for me.
Daniel Tosh. Was that Daniel Tosh?
Seriously?
No.
You're not serious with
Larry Craig? Who's Larry Craig?
Okay, you just won because I'm tired of this. You just won that game. You just won Crossfire. It was Mitt Romney. Who said that?
Wow.
Oh, that's right.
Who said Mitt Romney?
Two more questions and I would have gotten it.
Jeez. And when he's elected president, he's going to fire America. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. Vote Romney.
Right.
What do you want? Do you want tickets to the DC Improv?
Yeah. John,
you should see Kyle Kinane.
Mulaney's coming, too.
No, you just got Kinane.
He's here right now.
He's the best.
Oh, Mulaney.
Can we not talk about this right now?
Sorry.
You
we
just
got
won
a bunch
tickets.
Of comics on
You
screen.
Just won tickets to Kyle Kinane. Congratulations.
Nice. Hey! Two tickets?
Two tickets.
I need a date. Is it?
Who are you playing for?
Sure.
All right.
How are you picking up women on a panel?
Senna,
what the fuck?
Look, we had a... They're charging for brewskis, and I said, can you believe they're charging?
Can you believe they're charging?
She knew it right away.
Spot me a 10, would you, babe?
Perfect.
Wait. Did you seriously ask her for money and a date?
It's a line from a movie. We're kindred souls.
It doesn't matter. Did you give him the money? Did you give him the money? Did you give him the money?
She might have given him
the money. I'm a sugar mama. What can I say?
How are you able to do this, Bucket? Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for a couple who are getting gay married to each other.
Whoop.
Congratulations.
Liz and Haley have decided to tie the knot, and I was inspired by that.
This is actually
not in Virginia, sorry, but
talking to everyone else but me.
Just a couple.
This is good because you guys could go to this together. It's two tickets to the ice cream tasting party by the Ice Cream Jubilee on July 28th. So go walk that tour, please, sir.
So
they just want ice cream. That makes people happy. Well, this is good because we got 4 prizes left and 1 game to go. That's very good. That's very, very good. They want the tickets. Bucket, have you ever tried to work as like a department store Santa or elf? You'd be really good at it. It's not like I don't think it's a mean thing. Is it a mean thing?
That is mean.
Was it mean?
Even for you. The height?
Oh, because you're short.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like really short. I never noticed that.
But
all right,
quite
short.
David Sedaris worked as an elf, so it makes it okay. Sorry. Sorry I read his books, guys. Sorry I'm better than you all.
Final game.
All right.
Play the theme song for the lightning round.
No. Bad memories.
Helmut. Helmut. Helmut.
Yes. I'm here.
Who discovered lightning?
Your mama.
Top that. Top that.
Wait. Did you just do a racist Asian impression?
I just did a teen witch reference starring.
Helmut, who invented lightning? Who discovered lightning?
Is it
Zeus?
Benjamin Franklin.
No, he just discovered that lightning was electricity. No
God.
One. It's been around forever. So.
True.
Oh,
Jen.
Very clever.
Jen.
Brandon.
Very clever boy. Very clever.
The German.
Jen. What time is the courthouse clock struck at in Back to the
10:04 p.m.
That's correct, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's tattooed on my body. Right here.
All right. Bucket.
Yes.
Rapeseed is a bright yellow flowering member of the mustard family. The town, which is number one producer of this plant, is known as the land of rape and honey.
Wow.
What country is that town in?
Shut the fuck up. Land of rape and honey. What country is that?
What country is that town in?
Oh my god.
And if you get this right, you can get a bonus point by naming that town.
Whoa.
I know you know this.
I know
you know this.
Okay, can I narrow it down with you? How white is it?
Do I get to say the town when he's done?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I can't narrow it down in terms of how white it is.
Fine.
You can ask other questions, not race-based.
Is it? yeah. Okay. Is it? Is it Liberia?
No.
No.
Jen, do you want to take this over?
The name of the city is Tisdale.
That's correct. What's your last name?
Tisdale.
Okay. And
I'm the land of rape and honey.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's in Canada, oh, wow. So Jen got an extra point. Congratulations.
Score. They're so nice up there.
No one likes the fact that you just got a point out of that.
All right.
Who doesn't like rape?
Really?
And honey.
There we go.
Makes it, well, made it honey, if there's honey.
Hey, Jen guys. Will be playing hey. In the next round of Crossfire. When
Crossfire!
We're here. Okay. Senna.
Yes.
Which came first, the Dutch name Knickerbockers or the pants called knickers?
Wow. I'd like to say the knickers with a CK.
No, it's a Dutch one. So, Jen, you won.
Oh.
You won that game.
Just for being named Tisdale.
Ah, Jen. All right.
Thank you, Helmut.
I could hear the crowd slowly getting less and less enthused over this.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Oh, this is over, Brandon.
I know it's over. You just won a gift certificate to Urban Style.
Yes, that's what I wanted.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's $20 towards any service. Congratulations, Jen.
Thanks.
Jen, who are you playing for?
Oh, did I win this for my male friend?
No, no, no. Your male friend will get something else. Where's
Matt,
your male friend?
Where are you?
Who? Where?
Way up there.
You? No, he already has
Hi.
All that.
Oh.
What?
You just won a lifetime subscription to the Runcible Spoon. Could you go give that to him, please?
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
Nice.
What was that word?
Runcible Spoon.
Runcible?
Runcible Spoon. I still have a lot of prizes to give away.
Is this the principal from Matilda? Is it Runcible? What's his name? What? And I want to
Trench
know.
Ball. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, I was a genius and read it in English. Sorry. As a 4-year-old. In West Berlin. And I invented house music after that. Immediately after that.
All right. Helmut.
Yes.
This is for the crowd. I'm going to have you walk the prize to whoever wins it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This is for the audience.
Can I ask the question?
No. Okay. We don't have that much time. The first time any of the Beatles did this drug was when it was given to them by Bob Dylan. Nope. There it is. Go give him. No, you. Go give him a cookie. Just go walk him a cookie. That's good. Did you say hot cookie? Pot cookie. It's a pot cookie.
I think I just got cut off by an audience member.
You did.
You got caught up in the crossfire.
Did you give it to her? Great. That's fine with me. I don't like his attitude anyways. He's too far up there. All right. Final two prizes. Final two questions.
You're so silly.
Girl.
Her. We're having girl time. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad that you guys are having girl time. Which former D.C. mayor faced scandal for soliciting hookers?
All of them?
Nope. Jen, will you go walk this to...
Seriously, I just sat down. All right, what?
I think that woman said it first, the one I'm pointing at that won't make eye contact with me right now. She's pretending that she doesn't know what's going on. No, no, no. People are screaming, no, just do whatever. I don't care. Go give it to somebody. I don't care. You just stop sighing like that. That doesn't send a good message to people.
Me?
Yeah, you. I do. Just won a prize pack from Blind Dog Cafe. Thank you.
Nice. Aww.
They have the best cookies. I'm serious.
Delicious.
They do.
They seriously do.
All right. Who thinks... Okay. Screw questions. I just have an opinion. I just want to give away a haircut based on opinion. There's this
based on bad haircut they currently have.
There's this awesome place called Eastern House Confederate, Lights. And they do amazing haircuts. And we have a gift certificate for a free haircut.
Ooh.
Don't you? I get that. But here's what I need to know. Yeah. Okay. Raise your hand if you actually want to win it. No, you're not. Okay. Wow. That's a lot of people.
Me?
Okay. You already won.
Oh.
And like half of your family won too.
That's the American dream.
It is.
A haircut? A free haircut? Is that why people join the army?
Just half your family doing anything.
That's kind of nice. You have a nice family.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My mom's like, where are you going tonight?
Yeah.
Wait, why do you talk to your mom?
Because I live with her.
That's right. Okay.
Because I live with my mom. I live with my mom.
They're still laughing at you.
Yes. The old ball and chain, you can't live with them. You can't live without them. You don't know, like, who she is sometimes. And then sometimes she's like, wait, you know how much I've done for you?
Can I tell you, the other day she came into my room, because I live in her house, and she goes, what are you watching? And I said, Back to the Future. And she just goes, because that's all I ever watch. Seriously.
Aww.
Go ahead.
Let's do another Back to the Future trivia then.
Yay!
Ooh, yay!
I'm in it.
Oh, you know what we should do? You remember when that bullshit... Just confirmed some facts that you guys won't... Yeah, no.
It's not 88.
It's too
either.
Easy.
Who was the original Marty McFly?
Oh. That's a good one.
Oh my God.
You've already won. There you go. Yeah! Wait, you already won! That's right. Eric Stoltz. Go deliver it to him. Go deliver it to him, please. Have some more candy.
Did he pass up Back to the Future to be in Mask?
No, he was fired.
Oh.
He was fired after 4 weeks of filming. The problem was there was a scheduling conflict with Family Ties.
That's a rough run. And then he went to be in Mask?
No, it wasn't a conflict with Teen Wolf. I looked it up. Nope. It was, you're all wrong. I'm right. I looked it up.
It was Family Ties and Teen Wolf.
And Marty McFly was more like Michael J. Fox. He actually skateboarded. He wanted to play in bands, etc. That's why.
He had to learn how to play the guitar. He didn't know how to play the guitar.
He wanted to play, I said.
Can we
he wanted.
Do another?
Also, there's other movies. There's Too Fast, Too Furious. There's, which is not art, but there's Fast and Furious 3 Tokyo Drift, which is art, actually. So. These are other films, which are types of art. Also, words can be art, like different paintings of things can be art. You know, you look at the painting, you say, okay, like, what is in the front of the painting, but also, what is behind
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming for This Is a Game Show. We really appreciate it. There's posters for sale. There's CDs for sale. There's free candy. Thank you so much. Thanks to the artist here. Thanks to Drew for doing sound. Please clap for Drew. He's a really nice guy. He's a great soundman. Thanks to our panelists. They're all wonderful people. They won a shitload of prizes. Ian Graham, thanks for doing this. End the night, buddy. Bring the lights up!